Welcome back to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory.
Great to be diving in again.
Before we get started, just a quick heads up. Definitely check out the links that go along with this discussion. You might find a pretty good exclusive discount waiting there for one of the mattresses we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, definitely worth a look. So today we've been digging through the latest insights from Mattress Advisory, focusing on the whole mattress in a box phenomenon.
Right.
Our aim is, well, pretty simple, really, to help you figure out what's actually important when you're choosing one of these beds that just shows up on your doorstep promising amazing sleep.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The mission today is finding the best mattress in a box for you. We've narrowed it down to five top-rated ones.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be digging into what makes them stand out, who they're really best for, and, you know, the key features that set them apart. Think of it as like your guide through the mattress maze, but without all the confusing jargon.
Exactly. We're going deep on these specific mattresses, each one known for something a bit different. We want you to walk away with a really clear picture of what each offers so you can make a choice that fits your sleep style and what you need.
Right, first one up, the Helix Midnight Lux. This gets flagged as the best mattress in a box overall. It's a premium hybrid medium firm.
Okay.
And straight away, they mention a premium cooling pillow top and this thing called zoned lumbar support foam. Now, the pros they list are pretty interesting. Enhanced support for your lower back and right along the edges.
The zone coils.
Exactly, thanks to those zone coils. Plus, it's supposed to be great for pressure relief and stopping motion transfer good if you share the bed. And for hot sleepers, there's an optional cooling cover, too.
And what's really clever about the Helix, you see, is how they've done that zone support. It's not just marketing speak.
Right.
The coils are actually different firmness levels in different zones.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your hips and midsection get more pushback to keep your spine aligned, mm-hmm. while your shoulders might get a bit more give. It's more tailored support. And that cooling cover option, that's a big deal for temperature, actively pulling heat away.
Okay, but on the flip side, the feedback suggests it might be a bit too soft for stomach sleepers. They mm-hmm. usually need something firmer, right?
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
To prevent that lower back arching.
And it is, you know, a bit pricier than some other hybrids out there.
Which brings us to a key question for you listening. How do you sleep? If you're mostly on your stomach, that softness might not give you the stability you need. And yeah, the price is definitely a factor to weigh up.
So who's going to really benefit from this Helix Midnight Lux? Mattress Advisory points toward side sleepers, you know, needing that cushioning for hips and shoulders.
Yeah, pressure relief.
But also keeping the spine straight. And like we said, hot sleepers could really appreciate the cooling aspects.
But conversely, if you always sleep on your stomach and you know you need that extra firm feel, or maybe if you weigh over 300 pounds and need more robust support overall, then the Midnight Lux might not be the perfect fit for you.
Let's look under the hood, so to speak. It starts with that pillow top. You can get tensile fabric or the even cooler Glaciotex.
Okay.
Then there's Helix Responsive Foam, Copper Gel Memory Foam, and importantly, that foam is CertiPUR US certified.
Good sign.
Which means, for you listening, it's made without certain potentially harmful chemicals. Good peace of mind. Inside, up to 1,000 individually wrapped coils and a solid Duradense foam base.
Yeah, that CertiPR US certification is definitely something to look for. Shows a commitment to quality and, well, your health. And those pocketed coils, the individually wrapped ones, they're key not just for that zone support we talked about, but also for motion isolation.
Ah, the partner disturbance thing.
Exactly. If your partner tosses and turns, those coils help keep the movement localized so you feel less of it.
Spec-wise, it's a 13.5-inch profile, so fairly tall. Medium plush feel, rated about a 5.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Okay, so right in the middle, leaning slightly soft.
Best for side and back sleepers, they say, with a weight limit around 250 to 300 pounds per person. You get a 100-night trial and a 15-year warranty.
Those are pretty solid terms. Standard, maybe, but reassuring. 100 nights is a good amount of time to really know if it works for you in your own room. And 15 years is decent warranty coverage.
So why the best mattress in a box title? The experts reckon it hits that sweet spot between premium comfort and smart support delivered right to your door.
Makes sense.
High marks for side sleepers, pain relief, breathability, cooling. And it's even endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association and was one of Time's best mattresses this year. That's quite a list.
Absolutely. Those endorsements aren't easy to get. They speak volumes about the design and quality. That mix of pressure relief, targeted support, and cooling features makes it a really strong contender for a lot of people.
Okay, next mattress. The Lisa Sapira Hybrid. This one's highlighted as the best hybrid mattress in a box. Like the Helix, it's a premium hybrid coils and foam working together.
Right, and what Lisa often focuses on is that balance. Getting the balance and airflow from the coils, but also the contouring comfort from the foam layers. Kind of the best of both worlds.
The pros listed here are a medium firmness that seems to suit a lot of people.
The crowd pleaser firmness.
Yeah. A nice balance of cushioning and bounce, strong edge support so you don't feel like you're falling off the side.
Which is more important than people realize.
Totally. And excellent motion isolation again. Great for couples.
That medium firmness, around a 6.5 usually, really does hit a sweet spot for many. And strong edge support maximizes your usable sleep space. Makes getting in and out easier too. It's a practical thing.
Potential downsides mentioned. It can be a bit heavy.
Yep, hybrids often are. Lots of material in there.
Which could make moving it a bit of a task. And like the Helix Lux, it's at a higher price point than some purely online brands.
That weight is often the trade-off for having that robust coil system inside. And the price usually reflects the quality of those foams and the complexity of a hybrid build compared to, say, an all-foam mattress.
So, who should really check out the Lisa Sapira Hybrid? The experts point to side sleepers, especially those with hip pain.
Interesting. Specific cal out there.
Yeah. And also back and side sleepers who want that kind of balanced feel. Not too soft, not too firm.
That specific mention of hip pain for side sleepers suggests the foam layers are really designed to contour and cushion that area well. And its suitability for both back and side sleepers speaks to its versatility. It's adaptable.
And who might want to look elsewhere? Well, if you need something super light or you're on a tighter budget, maybe not this one. Also, side sleepers who crave that really deep, sinking, marshmallowy feel might find this a touch too supportive.
Yeah, if budget is the main driver, there are other hybrids out there, maybe less premium. And while medium firm is popular, if you know you love ultra plush, you might want something rated softer than the 6.5.
Let's look at the build. It starts with a CoolKnit cover polyester and viscose blend meant to be breathable. Under that, cooling foam with air channels, then memory foam for contouring, then a transition foam, then the 6-inch individually wrapped coils with reinforced edges.
Ah, the reinforced edges for that support we mentioned.
Right, exactly. And finally, a high-density foam base, and importantly, a fiberglass-free fire barrier.
That layered approach shows real thought about comfort, support, and cooling. Those air channels are smart, and fiberglass-free is definitely a plus for safety and peace of mind. Good to see.
Spec check. 11-inch profile, so a bit slimmer than the Helix Lux. Relaxed, firm feel, rated about 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, so a touch firmer than the Helix.
Best for side and back sleepers. Similar weight capacity, 250, 300 pounds per sleeper. 100-night trial, 10-year warranty. Free returns, unless you're in Alaska or Hawaii, then there's a fee.
Right. That slightly firmer rating confirms it might offer a bit more underlying support. The trial and warranty are pretty standard for the online space. Good baseline.
Why is it the best hybrid? Mattress Advisory says it's because it really effectively blends that pressure-relieving memory foam with the supportive bounce of coils. Good for pain relief, especially hip pain, apparently. And the cooling features get a thumbs up, too.
That focus on hip pain relief makes it stand out for side sleepers with that specific issue. And combining that with good cooling makes it a really well-rounded hybrid choice.
Moving along, we have the Nola Evolution 15 Euro. This one's getting the spotlight as the best mattress in a box for side sleepers. It's billed as a luxury model.
Okay, so expecting premium features here.
Yeah, plush, Euro topper, specialized foams, and a tri-zone support system.
The Evolution name suggests they're really trying to push things forward, especially for side sleepers. And luxury usually means higher-end materials and construction.
The perks listed are that zoned air foam and 8-inch coils for targeted support.
Zone support, again, seems to be a theme with premium beds.
Definitely. Excellent edge support, minimal motion transfer, good for couples, and, this is nice, it comes in 3 firmness options. Plush, luxury firm, and firm.
Ah, having those firmness choices is a huge advantage. Lets you really personalize the feel. Plush, luxury firm, firm. That covers a wide range of preferences. And great edge support and motion isolation are definitely premium touches.
The potential drawbacks? It is, unsurprisingly, more expensive.
Comes with the territory for luxury, usually.
And being 15 inches tall, it's quite substantial. Might be a bit bulky to set up or move.
That higher price likely reflects those advanced foams, the zone coils, maybe the cover materials, too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, 15 inches is a thick mattress. need deep pocket sheets.
Yeah.
And definitely something to consider if you move often.
So who's the target audience for the Nola Evolution? As the title suggests, side sleepers, particularly those with hip or shoulder pain.
Makes sense. Those are common pressure points for side sleepers.
Also recommended for hot sleepers. It has cooling features and couples, thanks to that motion isolation.
Right. The specific callout for hip and shoulder pain really underlines its design goal. And the cooling focus is always a bonus, especially with thicker mattresses that can sometimes trap heat.
And who might skip it? Budget shoppers, obviously. And maybe someone who needs a mattress that's easy to shift around.
Yeah, if cost is the top priority, or if portability is key, this might not be the one for you.
Let's look inside. It has a breathable organic cotton, and Arctic Tex cover sounds cool.
Arctic Tex, yeah, designed for cooling.
Then a cooling quilted Euro topper, an air breath gusset for airflow around the side.
Oh, interesting. Airflow through the sides.
Yeah. Then zoned air foam HD, HD Max Tri-Zone coils. There's that zone support again, and a stabilizing base foam.
Wow, lots going on there. The organic cotton, Arctic Tex, Euro topper, the gusset. That's a serious commitment to cooling and plushness. And having zone support in both the foam and the coils. That's a pretty sophisticated design for spinal alignment.
Stex confirmed the 15-inch height, the firmness options.
Well,
plush is about 4.510, luxury firm 5.510, and firm 7.510.
Quite a range there.
Interestingly, they say it's suitable for side, back, and stomach sleepers, depending on the firmness chosen. Same 250-300-pound weight limit per sleeper. You get a 120-night trial.
Ooh, bit longer.
Lifetime warranty, free shipping, but there is a $99 return processing fee.
That longer trial, 120 nights, is great. Gives you 4 months and a lifetime warranty. That shows immense confidence in the product's durability. But yeah, that $99 return fee is something to keep in mind if you're unsure.
So the verdict from Mattress Advisory on why it's best for side sleepers, it's engineered to cushion those pressure points, hips and shoulders, while keeping the spine aligned. Plus, the excellent cooling and the ability to choose your firmness are major factors.
It makes perfect sense. The targeted design for side sleepers, combined with serious cooling tech and that customizable firmness, really makes it a compelling option if you primarily sleep on your side.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, let's look at the Bear Elite Hybrid. This one is recognized as the best mattress in a box for back pain.
Ah, specific focus on pain relief. Important for many people.
Described as an ultra-luxurious 14-inch mattress packed with advanced cooling and a 5-zone support coil system.
5 zones. Okay, getting even more targeted there. And ultra-luxurious, again, suggests high-end components aimed at comfort and support, specifically for back pain sufferers.
The plus sides mentioned, superior pressure relief, excellent spinal alignment thanks to those 5 zones, quick response time, low motion transfer.
Good for combination sleepers who move around.
And copper-infused memory foam. That's supposed to help with cooling and be antimicrobial.
Right. That 5-zone system is clearly the centerpiece for targeted back support. And copper infusion is interesting. It has thermal conductivity properties to help draw heat away. Plus, those antimicrobial benefits offer a cleaner sleep environment.
Potential downsides. Edge support while sitting could apparently be a bit better.
Okay, so maybe fine for sleeping near the edge, but less sturdy for sitting on it.
That seems to be the implication. Something to consider if you use the edge of your bed a lot. And like the other premium ones, it's in a higher price bracket.
Yeah, that might be the trade-off for the complex coil system and specialized foams. And again, the higher price reflects the quality and tech inside.
So who's the Bear Elite Hybrid designed for? Side sleepers and those specifically dealing with back pain are highlighted.
Makes sense. Side sleeping needs good alignment to avoid back pain too.
Also, couples low motion transfer and maybe people sensitive to allergens because of that copper foam.
The fact that it's singled out for back pain,
yeah,
and as we'll hear, endorsed by the ACA, really underlines its potential benefit for that group. And the low motion transfer is always a plus for couples.
Who might it not be ideal for? People with really low bed frames. It's 14 inches tall.
Yeah, it adds significant height.
Possibly heavier sleepers needing ultra-firm support. And of course, budget shoppers.
That 14-inch profile is definitely a consideration for aesthetics and getting in out of bed. And while it offers firmness options, very heavy individuals might still need something even more specialized.
Let's look inside this Bear. It has a cool-to-the-touch PCM fabric cover phase change material.
Ah, PCM tech. Actively absorbs and releases heat.
And you can even upgrade to a Cellient cover. Some studies suggest Cellient can help with recovery and circulation.
Oh, that's interesting. Cellient is often used in athletic apparel for recovery.
Right. Then there's the copper-infused memory foam, dynamic transition foam, those five-zone individually wrapped coils with lumbar support, reinforced edge coils, and a high-density base foam. Plus, CertiPure US certified foams, and the whole mattress is GreenGuard Gold certified.
Wow, GreenGuard Gold on top of CertiPure US is excellent. That means very low chemical emissions, great for indoor air quality, shows a real commitment to health and safety. And that optional Cellient cover adds another layer of potential wellness benefits.
Specs. 14-inch profile, 3 firmness levels. Soft, about a 510, medium 610, and firm 710.
Good range again.
Listed as good for side, back, and stomach sleepers, depending on firmness. Same 250-300-pound weight limit per sleeper. You get a 120-night trial.
Good long trial.
A lifetime warranty, and free shipping and return.
Free returns is nice, removes that potential fee barrier we saw with the NOLA. The long trial and lifetime warranty offer really strong buyer protection and confidence.
Why is it the best for back pain? Mattress Advisory points out it was named Best Mattress for Back Pain by the Sleep Foundation and has that American Chiropractic Association endorsement.
Those are huge endorsements.
They credit the zoned coil system, the pocketed coils, minimal motion transfer, and cooling tech as key reasons for its effectiveness in providing relief.
Absolutely. Getting nods from organizations like the Sleep Foundation and the ACA really validates its design for back pain sufferers. The combination of highly targeted support, stability, and cooling addresses major needs for people with back issues.
Okay, last but definitely not least, the Puffy Lux mattress. This one gets the award for best soft mattress in a box.
Ah, the quest for soft and supportive.
Exactly. It's described as an ultra-luxury hybrid that aims to balance that plush, soft feel with good support and body contouring.
That's the tricky part with soft mattresses, right? Making sure you get that cozy feel without sinking in so much your spine goes out of whack. Puffy seems to be tackling that balance head on.
The pros listed are superior pressure relief and optimal support, crucial for a soft bed, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
They claim best-in-class cooling technologies and responsive layers so you can change positions easily without feeling stuck.
That balance is key. Avoiding that stuck-in-quicksand feeling while still getting plush comfort. And responsiveness is great for combo sleepers or anyone who moves a lot. Good cooling in a soft bed is also important, as you can sink in more.
Potential downsides. Might not be firm enough for dedicated stomach sleepers, or perhaps those over 250 pounds who need more robust support.
Yeah, that reinforces the general rule. Stomach sleepers usually need firmer.
And while it has foam-encased edge support, it might not be quite as rigid as beds with reinforced coils around the perimeter.
Right, foam encasement provides decent edge support, but typically coil reinforcement offers a slightly firmer, more durable edge. A minor trade-off, perhaps, for the overall feel.
So who's going to love the Puffy Lux? People who really want that soft, cozy, cloud-like feel but don't want to sacrifice support.
The plush lovers.
Exactly. Side and back sleepers with pressure points, and a common theme, hot sleepers, thanks to the cooling features.
If that super plush cradling sensation is what you're dreaming of,
yeah,
and you need relief for sensitive areas like hips and shoulders, this sounds like a strong contender, and the cooling is a must for that sink-in softness.
And who might find it's not quite right? Those who definitely prefer a firmer mattress or need really strong orthopedic-level back support. And again, budget shoppers, as it's in that ultra-luxury category.
If firm is your middle name, or if you need maximum support above all else,
yeah,
this probably isn't the direction to go. And yeah, luxury comes at a price.
Let's peek at the layers here. Starts with a cool touch quilted cloud cover.
Sounds cozy already.
Followed by a climate fiber layer, then cooling cloud foam, gel-infused, then plush dual cloud foam for extra softness, cloud comfort foam for support, contour-adapt coils underneath.
Ah, so it is a hybrid with coils deep down.
Yes. Then a firm core support foam below the coils and a grip base cover. Wow, that's a complex sandwich.
That's a lot of layers. You can see the focus on creating that plush feel with multiple cloud foams, but also integrating cooling with the gel and fiber layer and ensuring support with the coils and core foam. It's a sophisticated build.
Specs. 12-inch profile. Medium plush firmness, rated 6.5 out of 10. Which is interesting, same rating as Elisa's Sapira Hybrid, but this one's positioned as the softest.
Firmness ratings can be subjective, and how the layers interact creates the overall feel. So even with the same number, the experience of softness could be quite different due to those top comfort layers.
Good point. Best for side and back sleepers, usual 250-300-pound limit. You get a 101-night trial.
Sneaking past 100 nights.
A lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns.
Again, great terms. Lifetime warranty, free returns. That's becoming a benchmark for confidence in these higher-end online mattresses.
The expert conclusion on why it's the best soft mattress. Mattress Advisory credits its ability to deliver that plushness with good underlying support, excellent pressure relief, those advanced cooling features, and a responsive feel. Plus, it's picked up awards from places like Forbes and Healthline.
Those endorsements add credibility.
Yeah.
It seems Puffy has really focused on solving the soft mattress puzzle, making it feel luxurious and cloud-like without sacrificing support or making you overheat. That's why it likely gets the best soft nod.
Phew. Okay, so we've really dug into five major players in the mattress in a box world, each one bringing something different to the table. We had the Helix Midnight Lux as a great all-rounder.
Mm-hmm, the balanced choice.
The Lisa Sapira Hybrid as a top hybrid pick, especially for hip pain.
Right.
The Nola Evolution 15-year, really zeroing in on side sleepers.
With those firmness options.
The Bear Elite Hybrid for back pain relief with those strong endorsements. And the Puffy Lux delivering that ultimate soft plush experience. Hopefully, this detailed look gives you listening a much clearer idea of what's out there and what might work for you.
Absolutely. But remember, the best mattress overall is really the best mattress for you. It comes down to your individual needs. Think honestly about your weight, how you sleep side, back, stomach, combo.
Right.
Do you have specific pain points? Do you sleep hot? Answering those questions for yourself is the most important step before you even start comparing specific models. Materials matter too. Foams, coils, latex, certifications.
Yeah, things like CertiPur US or GreenGuard Gold for peace of mind, fiberglass-free construction. And don't forget basics like trial periods aim for at least 100 nights and warranties.
Exactly. Consider the whole picture, the mattress construction, the company policies, and most importantly, your specific needs.
Well said. And for anyone feeling ready to explore these options further or maybe even make a decision, seriously, don't forget to check out those links that go with this deep dive. You might just snag an exclusive discount that makes getting your perfect slip set up a little bit easier on the wallet. Sweet dreams, everyone.